Great, so we are here again at our lesson about the Purim celebration. Why is the Purim celebration called Purim? What word does it come from? It comes from the Hebrew word pool. Pool. What does pool mean? Yes, it means fate, lot. Okay, great. So what happened with this fate? A man wanted to kill the Israelites, and he threw lots to decide what day he should do this, when he should kill the Jews. And what appeared is Yud-Dalet Ba'Adar, the 14th of the month of Adar. And who is Haman in a person? It's the ego. Excellent. And who do we have against Haman in a person? We have Mordechai, which is the desire to bestow. Excellent. So where does the story start? That Mordechai does what? What does he discover? Yes. He discovers that two people, Bigdan and Teresh, want to kill the king. Great. Okay, so first of all, Bigdan and Teresh, who are they? They are the two ministers of the king, and they want to kill the king. So are they good or evil? Maybe they're good if the king is bad, or maybe they're bad if the king is good. Yes, they are evil. They are evil because the king is the upper king. So what does Mordechai do when he finds out about this? Yes, he tells Esther. And she asks Esther to tell the king. And then the king writes Mordechai's name in the book of memories. And who is Esther? Who knows? At the back. Yes, you. Yes. Come on. Esther means astara, concealment in Hebrew. So that there is something within a person that is hidden, that is concealed, and it's called Esther, concealed. And through this concealment, there is a connection to who? To the creator, because Ahasuerus, the king, is the creator. Okay, excellent. So what does the king do after killing Bogdan and Teresh, the two ministers? What does he do? He does the thing that's very weird and not usual. Did he give Mordechai a medal? Did he make him a big minister? No. He wrote his name in the book of memories, and then he grew a man, made a man more important. Oh, why did he grow a man? He should be growing Mordechai. Mordechai doesn't have this desire because he's within the quality of bestowal. And Haman does have this desire because he is an egoist. So why do we need to grow our ego? Yes. So that then he will fall downwards until he is killed. Okay, so the king wanted to kill Haman, and that's why he made him important. He grew him. She thinks otherwise at the back, but in the meantime, boys, Baruch, the ego grows always when you start your spiritual development. Okay, and then the girl, if we don't have an ego, then we have nothing to overcome and to climb. If we wouldn't have the ego, we wouldn't have anything to grow with. Excellent. So we have no choice, and the king grows the evil inclination within a person. Yes? But it is only if a person is successful in his good inclination first. Yes? So the king grew Haman, and what does Haman think? No, so, boys, Yechi? He thinks to kill all the Jews. Why? Because Mordechai doesn't bow down to Haman. But what does it mean that the Haman that's within me wants to kill the Jew that's within me? Yes, at the back. The Jews, Jewish comes from the word Yehudi, Ichud, and the man wants to rule over all the desires, so he wants to kill a man. Our ego doesn't let us connect with the Creator, and that's what a man, that's what is meant by a man wanting to kill the Jews. And what does the king want to do? Yes, the king agrees with him. How can it be? Yes. Because he gives him lots of money. He gave him lots of money, yes, but why? Why does the king support Aman so much? Yes. Keep your hand up. Because he thinks that it is for the best. Why is it for the best? Why is it for the best to for a man to kill the Jews? Yes. Because a man was his advisor. So the king believes a man? Yes. What the king? What you think a man is not as smart as a man? Yes. Over there. Keep your hand up. Because a man said. He didn't say the name of the nation that he wants to kill. He just said that this nation doesn't keep... he doesn't do what the king tells them to do. So a man comes to the king and he says, there is this one nation that doesn't keep what you tell them to do. And what does the king want them to do? More, there's a new boy. What does the king want? He wants everyone to bow down to Aman. Why does he want this? So why is it that Aman and the king are now together? Yes, because Aman is his biggest minister, his advisor, and he's the most important one, and that's why the king, Ahasuerus, believes him. Yes, but Aman within us is our ego, so why does the king, the creator, why does he go along with our ego? At the back, and the girls prepare? Yeah? Who knows? Because he wants us to overcome this more. I'm not sure, but I think that because now the desire to bestow is felt within the person is a negative force. Why is a negative force? What is the purpose of creation? What does the king want? That at the end, for what to happen at the end? Yes, more new children? I can't see anyone. Okay, answer. After he grew a man, he wants him all to fall down. What is the purpose of creation? The purpose of creation is to do good to others. What does it mean? The Creator wants his creatures to feel good. He wants them to receive everything he has. But can Mordechai receive everything? Our desire to bestow, can it receive anything? There's a small boy at the back. No, because he wants to give, not to receive. Yes, excellent. You can add? Yes, please. It depends if it is to receive with the intention to bestow. Yes, in the end, we have to receive everything with the desire to bestow, with the intention to bestow. But Mordechai is what? What is he called? He is called the desire to bestow. He doesn't have the desire to receive. So what's the solution? How do we implement what the king wants? What do we have to do? Unite. Why are you screaming? Take the microphone and say it. To unite. What does it mean to unite? Unite what? We have to unite Mordechai and Aman. Excellent. You have to connect them together. Aman has a big desire to receive, and Mordechai has a big desire to bestow. And when we put those two together, then we have the desire to receive with the intention to bestow. But what does that mean? It means that we are using, do you guys know? Tell me. It means that we are receiving, and what we are receiving, we're giving it, we're bestowing it. Excellent. So that the reception is under the bestowal, that I am receiving only under the condition of my ability to bestow. Do you understand? Is it understood? No. Okay, let's say you are giving me a present, and I don't want to take it. I don't want to receive it. And then you're telling me, come on, please, please, take it. Why aren't you guys giving me a present? I'm waiting for a long time already. Let's have a little exercise where you give me presents. So I don't wanna receive your present. And you're telling us, do us a favor, take it. If you take our present, then we'll feel good. And then if I'm sure that you'll feel good about it, then I receive it. So it means that I am receiving with the intention to bestow. And this is what receiving with the intention to bestow is. But if I am receiving to bestow to the person who's given me, to bestow something good to the person that's given it to me, I have to be connected to this person. I have to love him. I have to know that he loves me. And then if I'm receiving from him, then we both feel good. Yes. I have a question. Okay. Yesterday, I had a presentation in class, and then at the end of the presentation, we gave out prizes, and there was one girl who won a few prizes, and she didn't want to take them. And we told her, take it, take it. And then at the end, she didn't want to receive it, so we ended up giving it to the teacher. She was shy, right? So what do we do in this situation? Nothing. It means that there's no unity between you. You're receiving everything from your mom, right? Because you know that your mom loves you. So if there would be a connection, there's such a close connection between all of us, then we wouldn't be shy in front of each other. And now the question. Well, actually, you. David, 6 years old, sent us a very cute picture, and I want to show you. Okay, let's see. This is about Purim, or just like that? Come on, I can't see anything. I see myself, and now I see you. What's going on? Don't play with it. Here we go. The first character is Esther, the queen, and then it says king beside her. Who is the king? Ahasuerus. He's small in comparison to Esther. And then this orange character is Aman, and the green one is Mordechai. Excellent. And it's from Boston. David, 6 years old, from Boston. Excellent. Now, my question to you is, what does it mean that we eat more than drinking, or drinking more than eating? Who knows? You don't know? Do you know? Drinking more than eating means that you're supposed to drink a lot, and eating more than drinking is called eating a lot. But do you know what food means? What does it mean? I think that it is the desire to receive. No, actually, it's the opposite. Why? Is it to bestow? Yes, but why? Food is the light of chassadim, and the drinking is the light of chokhmah. So, if we eat more than drinking, more than we drink, I mean wine or spicy things like that, then we don't get drunk. But if we drink more than eating, then we do get drunk. So, if the light of chassadim is food, and the light of chokhmah is, let's say, wine,
yain,
wine, then what do we have to do to always be in bestowal? What should we have more? Food. We should have food more, right? So this is what is meant by eating more than drinking, that there should be more food than wine. And this is the method of Mordechai. It's called the method of Mordechai, that there is more food than wine, than drinking. Yeah? And this is according to Mordechai. And if there is more drinking than food, then if there is more wine than food, then this is according to a man. And we should always make sure so that the light of Chassadim, bestowal, should be more than the light of Chochmah. Then we will never get drunk, right? But then why in Purim we say that everyone has to get drunk? To be drunk so that they don't know what they're doing. More children, more answers. Maybe the boys there somewhere? Okay, you. Because they used to have a feast as well, and they, back then they had a feast and they all get drunk, so we do it in memory of this. No, I'm not talking about the history when they used to get intoxicated and now they don't. I'm talking about the person. If a person eats more than drinking, it means that he has the light of Chassadim more than the light of Chochmah. Excellent. So, what does it mean to get intoxicated? It means drinking wine, which makes man happy. That's right. So that it means that we have to drink a lot. But why is it? Why? We're not supposed to go according to a man. Come on, pass the microphone. Yes, because in Purim everything is upside down, as opposite. So instead of Mordechai, we become a man. And because in Purim symbolizes to us that we already correct ourselves, right? And that we come to a state where we hang a man, and then we're allowed to get intoxicated without a problem. Because it doesn't matter how much we receive, Mordechai, meaning bestowal, will be more than a man, than reception. Yes? So why did a man think that what is happening in all those countries, why did he think that what was happening in those countries was for his benefit? Yes? Because it is the ego. So what? Is the ego a good thing? No. So why did he think that it was for him? Because he only wanted things for himself and not something for everyone. No. More? Because then he will be respected and honored. Yes, but why did he think that he deserves it? We already answered this question. Because he really wanted to receive only for himself. So he thought that everything happens for his benefit. Everything is happening for him. And why does the king agree with him? Pass the microphone to the back, and for in the meanwhile, answer over here. Yes, because he was an important minister. No, because he has the vessels for reception. That's right. Again, say it again. You should be looking at me. Because he has the vessels of reception. Okay. So what does it mean that Mordechai is walking and he is pulling the horse, and on the horse a man is riding the horse, or for a man to walk in front of the horse and for Mordechai to sit on the horse? What's the difference? It's like the food more than drink, and then drink more than food. That's right. Great. Can anyone add? It means that the Aman is the desire to receive, and Mordechai is the desire to bestow. So when Mordechai is on top of the horse, it means that he is on a high level. He has the desire to bestow, so that the desire to bestow leads the desire to receive. And it's vice versa. Okay. He answered. Maybe you want to add something. There's nothing to add. Okay. I'm sorry. Next time. Now. So, do you have questions? Or do you want to add questions? A question. Purim symbolizes joy, right? So, what about Yom Kippur? Why we fast during Yom Kippur? So why is it called Kippurim? Do you know? Can you answer? The Day of Atonement. It's in Hebrew. It means like Purim. So why is it? How is it different? Can you tell me, boys? You said that we're not allowed to drink wine because during Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, we're still not done with our correction, so that we still have to walk on the path of Mordechai. You don't know, but you're thinking, well, that's good. Yes, please. Because when we are in Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, it is the light of Chochmah. And when we are in Purim, it is the light of Chassidim. It's good that you are thinking in the right direction. It's not exactly, but Baruch. Like Purim, it is what is meant is that it didn't reach the degree of Purim. It's right before that. Kippurim, like Purim, it means that it is the revelation of the kelim, the vessels. What does it mean? It's the desires. The desire that we reveal on Yom Kippur, on the Day of Atonement, we see that this desire is not correct, and then we ask for forgiveness, and we say that we're not okay, we're not doing things right, and this is Yom Kippur, where we have desires, but our desires are not corrected, and during Purim, our desires are completely corrected. Another question. I have a question about what you wrote. If there is more food than wine, according to Mordechai and the other way, but you said that that chokhmah, chassidim is food, but how is a man smart? Chokhmah in Hebrew. He wants to be smart. Our desires want, but we are not capable to receive. Yes. How will we reach the level of Mordechai? Oh, that's a problem. Do we have a solution? Is that gonna move? Do we? Mordechai. What do we call him? Mordechai, the tzaddik. Mordechai, the righteous. What does that mean? It is someone who matzdik, who justifies the Creator. That's right. It doesn't matter if a good thing or a bad thing happens, he justifies it because he knows that it comes from the Creator. Excellent. So let me show you. Let's draw a little bit. A person who starts advancing in spirituality, he has a desire. Right? He wants to reveal the Creator. Discover the Creator. And then, how does he advance? He has to turn to the group, to a society where he exists, and he has to give up, he has to cancel himself in front of the group. So he does, he cancels himself. And when he cancels himself, then it is called that he is going to be Chafetz Chesed, Chesed, Chet Chet in Hebrew. And the person that does this work, where he always cancels himself, he feels that he doesn't need anything except for canceling himself in front of his friends. Then he is called a tzaddik, a righteous man. Then, after he cancels himself, after he annuls himself, he comes to a degree. What is it called? There's a sfira that's called like that. It's called bina. Sfirat bina. And what do we call our desire? It is sfirat malchut. So he comes to a level of bina, chafetz chesed, but that's not the entire way, the entire path. It's only half. What holiday do we celebrate when we reach chafetz chesed? Yechi, do you know? Hanukkah. Excellent. I'm so jealous. How do you know everything? Hanukkah. That's right. But that's not all. Bless you. And then we continue to correct ourselves. Oh, by the way, when does the Sfirat Malchut, when is it revealed, this desire? During what holiday? During the holiday of Yom Kippur, Kippurim, the Day of Atonement. Okay. And then we come to Hanukkah. And then we're correcting ourselves, not in Chafetz Chesed, but in love. When I have Chafetz Chesed, it means that I am protected from my evil inclination, that I am above it, because it doesn't matter what happens. I want to be Chafetz Chesed. I don't want to receive anything for myself. This is called the level of Bina, the level of Mordechai. I don't want anything. And then I reach the level of love, love for others. And then I relate to the group already in a way where I'm not just annulling myself in front of the group. It is where I am receiving their desires as my own desires. So that the desires of the group are received by me as my own, okay? It means that I love them. What does a mother do when she loves her child? When whatever he desires or wants, she feels that she wants it as well. And then I start to bestow to the group. Where do I bestow from? How? Here I have to grow my big desires. If here I cancel, I annul myself, I annul my desires, then over here I grow my desires. And this is why what happens is that here I need a man so that I can receive a big, huge desire. Write it down. Soon you'll understand it. I can feel it. And then when I come to this level and I connect with everyone, with the entire group, then within the group I discover, when I'm uniting with the group, I reach the which sfera? Sfirat Chochma. And in the sfera, I reveal, I discover Sfirat Keter, which is called Bore, the Creator. And here I'm within adhesion. I'm with the Creator. So this holiday, this celebration, where I reach this level, is called Purim. And this is why in Purim we already have Mordechai. Right? And here we have a man right after Mordechai. So, you have questions? Okay, fine. Is it true that Mordechai didn't bow down before Haman? So, why did he want to? Why did the man want to kill all the Jews? Only Mordechai didn't bow down before Haman. Do you understand? Haman wanted to kill all the Jews, and all the Jews actually agreed with Haman. They went with their desire to receive with all the pleasures, with the light of Chokhmah, and only one quality within a person that's called Mordechai, only that character, only that characteristic didn't want to bow down before Haman. And what is this characteristic called? Chafetz Chesed, or the point in the heart. It didn't want to bow down to Haman. So then what happens? And then how did the king reveal that Haman is evil? Do you remember? Esther becomes the queen, and Esther tells the king, Ashkashvarosh, Esther asked Haman, and the king came to her feast, and then she told the king that Haman is evil and that he is causing damage to her entire nation. More, who can add from the girls? Just like he said during the feast, so Esther invited Haman and the king to a feast. And then, when they sat down, Esther started to say, if she said, she asked the king, oh, do you like me? And so on. She said that so that the king will hang Haman. And then she started telling the king that there is one man that is causing damage to my entire nation, and then she told the king that it is Haman. And then the king started really getting mad, and right away, without a trial or anything, the king agreed to hang Haman on the tree. Okay, more, Moshe? I have a question. Okay. A feast. A feast is the overcoming of, it is the increase of the desire to receive. So how does Esther want to tell the king that Haman is evil? Why didn't she? Why is it called a feast in terms of drinking? It is the relation of the light of Chokhmah instead of the light of Chassidim, where we have more drinking wine than food. Why? Because then, when she invited them to this feast, Haman became even prouder of himself, that now I'm close to the king and Esther, and if he would have just a regular meal, if she would hold just a regular meal, then he wouldn't care. So Esther told the king that if Haman grows, then he will also kill her eventually, because she's not going to receive anything, because she is concealed. She cannot be revealed. When can she be revealed? Only when Mordechai is above Haman. And then the king agrees, and Haman is killed. And with Haman, who else do they kill? He stands sons, which are the 10 spherot. Do you remember all of them by heart? No. But we say them all together. We can't even breathe between saying their names because it is one complete package, right? And how many advisors did the king have? 100 and something. 365. Do you know what this number is? In Hebrew it is Shasa. And how many more do we have? We have Ramach, which is 248. And altogether, what is this? 613. Tariag. Excellent, excellent. So, all the advisors of Haman were killed, meaning all the desires to receive were destroyed from the intention to receive for themselves, and now they are under the rule of Mordechai, the desire to bestow. And Mordechai is at the top, and at the bottom, Haman sits. Excellent. And then they had happiness and a great feast, and this is how we celebrate Purim. Do we have anything from, do we have questions? Children from Philadelphia just sent us a video for Purim. Let's see it.
Purim is the happiest holiday of end of March.
He is good. He represents the symbol for spirituality.
Evil, and he wants everything for himself.
Esther is the main character in the Purim story, and she's also our connection to the king.
The king is the higher power.
The miracle is when you discover Mordechai in you.
We discover what was hidden and who is who.
Berikut shel yachad, berikut shel simcha, nirkot b'magal, magal shel ahava, zeromem otav, ad lo yadav, en merchad b'ni l'merchad, shvitzotzot ha'ov, anu zolchim.
Bravo!
Excellent. This is the group of Philadelphia, right? Yes, excellent. And we have a few more minutes. So, this is why we celebrate Purim. What are the symbols of Purim? Ears, Haman's ears. Why is it called Haman's ears? To remember Haman? Yes. And the girl beside you? Okay, so you, say it. Because they were hanged by the ears. Oh. Okay, over there. Because these are the pockets, the ears of Haman are actually his pockets. Kiss. This is his desire to receive. This is what was hanged. hung up. And this is why we eat Osneaman. And why else? Ozen, an ear. What sfira is that? Bina. Bina, of course. So the correction that we did on Aman, which is called Chesedim, and to bestow, this is why it is called Ozne Aman, or in English, Hamantashen. Okay, question. Go ahead. I read the weekly parasha that's called Zchol before Purim, and it says that there is one desire to study the Torah, and then there's a desire to just lay low and not put any effort in. So there's one desire that's called. So these two desires. So what is this state? Is it something that we have to correct, or is it possible? With this question, without this question, there is nothing within a person that is created, that was built for nothing. All we have to do is balance things out. We just have to use things correctly. See, without a man, Mordechai wouldn't be able to come to the final correction. See, he's just sitting at the gate of the king. He doesn't want anything, and he doesn't even have anything to give. He has nothing to give. So without the vessels of reception that joined him later on, there's nothing to do. So only with the correct combination between Aman and Mordechai we reach the final correction. So all the ego, all these horrible desires that we have, everything will come into correction and we will be beautiful. And that's what we should worry about. Yes, please. Pass the microphone onwards. In the book Shamati, in the Purim article, it was said that because of this, the king grew a man. So why is it? It says that the king grew a man. Okay, let's try to answer this once again. Who wants to give the answer? Yes, boys. It is because if he will grow both of them, Aman and Mordechai, then we reach a final correction. But if Mordechai is on his own and Aman is on his own, then it's not worth anything. That's right. So even though Mordechai helped kill Biktan and Teresh, and he did such a great thing for the king, and the king wants to give to Mordechai, but the Mordechai doesn't want to receive. He doesn't have the pockets, kisei aman. That's what he's missing, and this is why the king grows aman. More questions or answers? You want to add something? Today in class, when we were summarizing the Scroll of Esther, then we were told that what? Mordechai was written in the Book of Memories just for saving the king? And he wants to receive something right now. He wants to get Kilim. And he didn't know that in the end, Aman is going to kill the Jews, and that will be the Kli that will save them. Okay, you know what? There are lots of definitions. There are lots of ways to explain it, but we go by the truth, by the wisdom of Kabbalah. Okay? You explained right now that all we need is to give, to bestow to each other. So if we do it, and if we don't want to receive, then how can we give if the other person doesn't want to receive and he wants to only bestow? Because no one wants to receive. How can we bestow to each other if no one wants to receive? You can give an example. Because he knows that he's doing him a favor, and that's why he can receive. Baruch, do you want to add just what he said? But I want to add that if everyone wants to bestow, then the other person, of course, he'll want to receive because he'll know that he's doing something good. And then, essentially, he's doing good to someone else. shortly. You know, actually, relatively, you went through Purim very nicely. We have a few more days. We'll celebrate. You'll see the entire inner meaning of this holiday, but excellent. And now we're almost done. What is our topic for next lesson? Pesach, happiness, diseases, happiness, joy, the point in the heart, more, souls, soul, the soul. Okay, excellent. What is a soul? Okay, then let's have questions like this. Is there a soul in everyone or only in special person? Or maybe there's no soul in a person. We have to acquire it. We have to buy it. How do we acquire a soul? Everything about souls, reincarnations, all sorts of things. Okay, so this soul. And in the meantime, a song.